Hello there and welcome to the Success Revolution podcast. This is episode 193, which is titled The Three Ways I Use Human Design in My Business. I get a lot of questions from women about how they can use their human design to create a business that is joyous and fulfilling and aligned and feels right to them and is also successful, okay, so financially viable and successful for them. And I get a lot of questions from people like, how do I lean into my human design? Like, what do I focus on? So what I want to do in today's episode is really just dive into the three main areas that I really hone in and focus on when it comes to really creating fulfilling success in my business. So if you are someone that is already familiar with human design, and you know what your human design is, but you want to learn how to actually use it and apply it in your business, then this episode has absolutely just got your name written all over it. So let's dive in.
Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad.
Okay, so let's get into this. Before we do, I want to just give you a little bit of background, okay? So I first came across the system that is known as human design back in 2019. At that time, I didn't really go into it. Someone just sort of said, I think it was a client that I was working with at the time was like, I've uncovered this like thing called human design. Like, what's your human design? I was like, I've got no idea. And I love all those sort of things, like anything, any kind of tool that can give you some insight into who you are and how you kind of thrive. I'm always really interested because I love anything to do with behavior and mindset and understanding ourselves more and more. So I went in and I ran my chart. And I remember looking at my chart for the very first time and I was like, WTF, what the fuck is this? Like, I didn't get it. I was like, it was just these symbols on a page and this talking about generator. And I was like, oh, I got no idea what this means. And it kind of just went into the too hard basket, to be honest. So I just put it to the side and just kept on doing my thing and off we went. And it was in 2020 and earlier in 2020, I was like, I don't know, there's something pulling me towards this. And I saw some more posts about it online and I did the very generator response thing. I was like, I want to look into this. And so I did. I started to look into it. And it was in 2020 that I signed up then to do my studies with human design. And I immediately started applying it in my business and also in the conversations I was having with clients. And it has been now coming up to 3 years where I have been not only learning more, but going deeper into the system that is human design, which is really, human design, if you're in any way unfamiliar with it, really is a system of knowledge that brings awareness to us about how we are designed in this lifetime to really use our energy to create what we want, how we are here to exchange energy with the universe and with other people. There are some complexity to the system, and it is a system that I find people get very overwhelmed in very quickly. I also find it is a system that people go into when they want to know everything, and that was me. And I had multiple readings with people where they were talking to me all about, you know, my different gate placements and my incarnation cross and my cognition and, you know, all of the things really deep. And I was like, okay, this is all really cool. And then I would go away from the reading and I'd be like, now what? What am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with this? This is like, what am I going to do with this? And anyway, it was in late 2020 that I actually signed up and did a 6-month mastermind with a mentor. that was really a specialist in human design and also in gene keys. And it was in at the end of 2020 that I actually started also my deep dive into gene keys, which is another system of knowledge that really teaches you about who you are designed to be. And I find that with gene keys, gives you a really beautiful insight into who you are designed to be at an energetic level, and also how you're designed to express that energy. But human design really gives you that insight into kind of how you're here to express that energy and how you're here to create what it is that you want. Okay. What human design won't give you though is really like a very cookie cutter, like, okay, this chart says that you're a 4-6 sacral generator. Okay, so you are designed to work in a kindergarten classroom with kids, year 3. Like, it's just, it doesn't go to that. It gives you an insight into who you are and how you use your energy, and that unto itself then starts to allow you to do what we're designed to do, and that is relate to the universe and map out our path from there. Okay. And that's a really big and important lesson. Like, it's not something that's going to say, okay, you're this type of personality and this type of personality fits these type of roles. Like, okay, you should go into, working, as I said, a teacher, or you need to be in a service profession, or you need to be like, it doesn't tell you that stuff. Okay. So just be really aware of that. So it is something that most importantly takes time. And that is one of the things I just want to preface this by saying, and I just want to reiterate again, I am 3 years going into my 4th year of embodying my human design. And time again, I come back to these 3 core areas that I use in my business and in my life as well, over and over and over again. And I'm going to cover off on that, because I am really, like, when it comes to human design and the work that I do with clients as well, it is very repetitive work. It is often incredibly repetitive. Like, let's go back into this. Are you using this part of your chart? Are you focusing on this in making this decision, in taking this action, in expressing yourself this way? And it's really about, because, human design is very much a deconditioning tool. It guides you so that you can unlearn the conditioning that doesn't serve you and realign to the truth of who you are and how you're designed to create. And that takes time, it takes repetition, it takes practice, it takes space, it takes patience, it takes all of those things. And I was asked today on a call that I'm doing inside Holly McHugh's Magnetic Selling Group Program. I do monthly calls in there to help the women to really move through their subconscious sabotage patterns, and also to help them, with aligning their design. And one of the questions I got was, how do you lean into your human design? And one of the things that I said in response to that was, you have to lean in through practice. It takes time. And someone asked, on average, how long does it take? And at first I was like, oh, there isn't an answer for that. Like, I don't have an answer. It's unique, it's individual. And then I thought, you know what? I actually do have an answer for that. And the truth is, it takes a lifetime. It takes a lifetime. It's not a system. It's like, oh, good, I've mastered this, I'm done, I don't need to learn anything else about myself. It's like, this is something that you can just go, it's like an onion, and you peel back layers. You learn this about yourself in this context of your current reality. All right. And then you peel off another layer, as in your environment changes, your reality changes. And then, oh my goodness, I'm learning more about this. I'm trusting more in this part of me. I'm uncovering more about myself. I'm owning more about myself. And when I say more, it doesn't mean like more things. It means I'm like going deeper into my own ownership. And so I want to say that I truly believe that working with a system like human design is a lifetime's work. And I, for one, I'm here for that, 3 years into this journey, and it's been incredible. It's been messy, and I'll talk about that in the context for myself shortly. It's been messy. It's been very experiential. It's been a lot of trial and error, a lot of failures along. It's been all of the things, but it's been deeply enriching and deeply fulfilling. And, it's really what's helped me to course correct my business from back in 2020, where I was, successful on paper, was I was burnt out. I was completely and utterly exhausted for lots of different reasons. And the business model I had chosen did have a lot to do with that. My nervous system also had a huge amount to do with that as well. But it really helped me. This system is what's helped me to have a North Star in conjunction with my vision, but really, like, I've been able to use human design to really create a vision that is aligned for me, and then using human design in this system to be able to stay on that path and understand how to use my energy to also create that has been invaluable. It's been very enriching and it's been very powerful, and I'm very grateful for it. Okay, so I really wanted to start with that. Now, if you're like, what's human design, and you need to look at your chart, then I would highly recommend that you go to bodygraph.com. You can download a free chart there, and you're going to get, you know, your chart there, and you'll get access to information like your energy type, your strategy, your authority, your profile, your incarnation, across a whole lot of stuff. And it's at that point that I'm going to tell you, you need to start going into learning, because that is the first step with human design, is about learning, like, what is my energy type? What does it actually mean to be a manifestor or a projector or a reflector or whatever your energy type is? So you are going to need to do some research. You can obviously get readings with people. I do offer a 2-week deep dive package, that is suitable for someone, no matter how much wisdom or how much experience they've got with human design, because we all have places where embodiment is really important. But my human design readings aren't just here's the reading, see you later. It's a 2-week package. I do the reading with you, and then we spend 2 weeks inside Voxer, which is a messaging app, to really do the deep dive and the integration work, because I like to make things very practical in my reading. So if you come to me and you do a human design and gene keys deep dive package with me, I make it practical. So I look at the areas that you want support around in your business. I look at the areas within your chart that I know are going to help you, and I put practical solutions in place. Like, it's not just, okay, you're a generator and you should just, you know, do things that light you up. I start to look at how that can actually look practically for you, and we start to map out actionable steps to create the transformation, because that's what embodiment is all about. It's not just about knowledge, okay? It's not just about defining where you want to go. It's also about the action that has to take place. We need all three of those things to take place, okay? But start with your chart. And as I said, you can reach out to me and I will link that up below if you want to sign up and do a human design deep dive with me. But with all that being said, let's get into the three ways that I use human design in my business. Now, if you have experience with human design already, this is going to be repetitive for you. But like I said, the work that I do with human design and gene keys is very repetitive. It's very much about going back over, air quote, old ground, okay? Because there are always layers of embodiment that we need to be working on. And that is because I'm very, very passionate about the deconditioning work that happens with human design, but also the action that we take in alignment with our chart. Okay. So number one, here's the first way that I use it. First of all, it's my energy type. I'm a generator. Okay. And you're going to be one of five energy types: a manifestor, a generator, a manifesting generator, a reflector, or a projector. And so me as the generator energy type, I am really here to do the work. Okay. I'm really here to have sustainable energy for things that light me up and that I'm deeply passionate about. I'm here for mastery over time. And I'm going to tell you right now, that was a really big piece of the puzzle that has been missing for me. Really over probably the last few years, I've learned to trial a lot of different things, but it's now that I've really come back into my business, particularly in 2023, that I look at the things that I've mastered over time. Subconscious reprogramming is something that I have been doing now for coming into my fifth year. I've worked with hundreds of women with that, and it's something I'm deeply passionate about. Nervous system work, I have been working on regulating my own nervous system since the end of 2020. Okay, so 2 years. It's also something that I am studying as well, and that I'm very deeply passionate about. So there is mastery for that, without a doubt. And human design is also, like, 3 years I've been studying and working with this system of human design and gene keys. So I'm here to, like, spend time in the trenches, really mastering the areas that I'm deeply passionate about. And for me, then I get to birth and bring those into my business. And that's where I really get to integrate so much of the work that I began in 2019, 2020 around my own process. And that's for me as a generator. Like, I'm here to have mastery of something over time and have a process that I can then replicate and teach other people. And my process lives inside of my six pillar, fuck yes, frequency, okay, which I've talked about. It's imagination, it's intuition, it's in love, it's integrity, it's impact, it's income, okay? And everything I do with human design, with nervous system work, and with subconscious sabotage repatterning work is done through the lens of that process too. So that's something that's really important for me as a generator, okay, is about what have I mastered? And most importantly, not just what have I mastered, but what have I mastered over time that is deeply fulfilling to me, that lights me up, that is joyous and expansive, that I could just lose myself talking about, teaching about, helping women with all day, every day. And that is the truth. Like, I'm coming towards the end of my day. I spent 90 minutes on a call talking to women about subconscious sabotage reprogramming patterns, doing nervous system work, you know, talking about human design, and then went straight into a healing session with a client to do nervous system and subconscious reprogramming work. And I'm like energized, right? Like, I'm tired because I've talked a lot, but energetically, I'm like, oh my God, here I am recording a podcast episode talking about it. I'm energized by this work. This is the work that gives me life force. Now, that was a big shift for me. That's been a big shift for a lot of my life, because my life has been filled with a lot of shoulds. I should do this. I should do that. Like, I finished school. It's like, I should go to university. And I did. I did a year of an economics degree and hated it. It's like, I can't do this anymore. And then I just went and worked because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And then I was like, I should do law because I'm smart. My dad's a lawyer. I should do this because I can. I should do this because why not? I should do this because conditioning tells me that's where my value lies. My value lies, okay, in being able to just get down and do it and work. Okay, because I can, as a generator, I can do lots of things. I can work. I can work hard at lots of different things. Like, there's lots of tasks you can give me and I can do them, but not all of them light me up. All right. So that has been a very important part of shifting within my work, has really been about, you know, even looking at, okay, what lights me up in terms of how I offer my programs. And that changes and evolves as well. Like, I've gone through a space of delivering a lot of live content, and now I'm going into a space of really looking at, okay, like, my core signature program, which I'm, you know, evolving and building out, I'm really in a beta process for right now, which I'll be launching later in the year, which is currently the Fuck It Frequency Playground. It's going to have a little tweak to name and things like that. You know, I'm starting to think, okay, like, I want to actually create some more standalone content that's not always live. There's a live aspect I want because I thrive being in people's energies, but there's stuff that I teach that I just want there. The core stuff that I teach, I just want people to be able to access that whenever they want. The subconscious reprogramming stuff, I just want people to be able to access when they want to access it. So I get to revisit what kind of feels expansive and what feels live, particularly as I do right for me, particularly as I continue to regulate my nervous system. Because that's really important, to come out of fight or flight, to come out of survival mode and to get into thriving. That's a really integral part for anyone, no matter, because you can't, embodying and being the truth of who you are is very difficult to do when you're in a dysregulated pattern with your nervous system, okay, when you're in fear, when you're in basic survival mode. Okay, so lots of work around that. And also a lot of the deconditioning work around, you know, my subconscious success patterns, particularly around sacrifice. I think it's a big one for a lot of women. But for me, like, as a generator, it's like, well, I've got to sacrifice, you know, this and this and this and just do the work. I've got to sacrifice things that light me up. I've just got to do the thing, right? So I've had to do a lot of work healing that sacrifice sabotage pattern so that I can be in this space of, you know what? Yes, I can do the work that I love. I've had to really do work on, like, my imposter sabotage pattern too. Like, oh, the work that I love, is that enough? Is it good enough? I can't just do work that I love. Like, I've got to, if it's not hard, then it's not valuable. So there's been lots of work that's had to be done around that, lots of deconditioning work so that I can be in my generator joy and, like, oh, I love this. Oh, I love recording my podcast. I love talking. I love sharing. I love this. I just want to do this. And I want to preface it by saying, you know, over time, the idea with my business is that it is honestly built around just the things that I love, and everything else is outsourced, delegated, all the thing, but I'm building towards that. So I'm also realistic. I have a long-term strategy for that, but I've also got to deal with short-term, which is, you know, I've got the level of support that I've got right now. And sometimes I have to do things that I don't really want to do, that don't really light me up. So I've got to be okay with that. You know, I don't always have to be in this space of, like, energizer bunny. Sometimes you've got to get down and get things done. But number one is always been my energy type. And I would say to anyone, like, whatever your energy type is, understanding your energy type, knowing it and looking at how you can apply it to your business. I mean, I just, as I said, had a call this morning and we talked about, there's a couple of manifestors on there. We're talking, like, how do I build a business being a manifestor? And I was like, you've got to, like, you as a manifestor have an inconsistent energy. You've got this surge of energy, creative energy that comes, it bursts out, and then there's rest cycles. So you've got to understand that about you. You've got to accept that about you. You've got to acknowledge it. You've got to accept it. And over time, you've got to embrace it. And when you do, then you can start building strategies, business models, systems, support into your business that get you to honor that more and more and more. But we have to first start by acknowledging that and owning that, because if we don't, because a lot of manifestors are conditioned to be generators, what happens is they actually end up continuing down this path of building businesses in a conditioned response. So, like, I have to work really hard, I've got to do all the things, like, I've just got to have a consistent energy. And so they build these business models that just don't support that. And then they end up burnt out, which is the cycle that a lot of people end up in, regardless of your energy type. But know your energy type first, acknowledge it, accept it. And once you do, you then get to decide and define what your version of success, your business model, all of those things look like. And that's really important. Okay. Now, the next, that's number one. The next area, the next way that I use human design in my business is for decision making. Oh my God. Look, here's the thing. You know, your business is a byproduct of the choices that you make. The choices you make are a byproduct of the conditioning that you hold, okay? Your subconscious patterns, your identity. But decision making, to be successful in business, you have got to get good at making decisions. And this is where I see so many women really struggle and bump up against themselves, because a lot of the time there's trust issues. So if decision making is something that you find challenging, you've got to heal your trust sabotage pattern. It's a big, big, big one to work on. I just did some beautiful work with a client about trusting herself. It changes the dynamics of everything when you trust yourself, and it changes the dynamics of your decision making. And most importantly, it changes the fact that you get to make decisions in a very unique way for you. And you do that through your strategy and your authority in human design. I just find human design to be such a fantastic decision-making tool to help you to understand first and foremost how you are designed to make decisions, and then to help you to trust in that. So for instance, for me, my strategy is weight to respond as a generator. Every energy type has some sort of weight to something. Okay, wait, some sort of waiting strategy. For manifestors, it's waiting, okay, for that energy. It's waiting for that urge, that creative urge that comes through. But for generators, it's to wait to respond. And this does take trust, because it means I've got to go live my life and trust that the universe is going to bring me opportunities, circumstances, situation, inspiration to respond to. So that my sacral, because my sacral is the in-the-moment response mechanism, but it needs external stimulus to respond to, for it to be either switched on. It's like a battery. It either gets plugged into something or it doesn't, okay? And so that waiting pattern and learning that, okay, when life brings me, business brings me opportunities, or as I said, inspiration or situations or circumstances or conversations. And let me give you a very real example of this. This morning in the car, I had an idea, and I've had this idea before, but I just kept thinking, you know, what's the most common problem I see with people when it comes to human design? And it is the embodiment part. And people want it to be a quick fix. They just want to learn and then off they go. It's all really easy. And I thought, you know, I really want to create at least a 12-month container for women to come in, and it's 12 months and we just work on embodiment, and we work on embodiment of energy type, strategy, authority, profile, and energy centers. And I can see it, how it's all mapped out. And then I get onto the call this morning. So here's the thing. Old me would have been like, oh, intuitive hit. Let's go. This is so exciting. Me now goes, okay, that's a really beautiful idea and I love that. And my sacral is responding to that going, God, I'd really love that. But I'm going to sit and wait. I'm going to wait for some external stimulus now. I'm going to wait for some external stimulus for the universe to send me something that my sacral can really respond to and go, yeah. And so that was exactly what happened on a call that I had this morning, where that conversation, like, Gemma, how do I lean into my human design? Like, how do I lean into it more? And that brought up the conversation of time. It brought up the conversation of embodiment. Everyone's like, yeah. This is like, that's what we need. Like, we need embodiment. We need time. We need space. We need practice. And that just validated my sacral was like, oh, yes, this feels so juicy. Oh, my God, I'd love to be having these conversations, you know, a couple of times every month with women and in Voxer and talking to them about, hey, yeah, like you're a manifestor. Let's talk about how you're actually going to honor your energy and what's that going to look like structurally and for your business. I was like, yep, I feel really light up. So I know now I'm like that idea isn't just something that's come to me. That's like the universe is pointing me in that direction now. And that's how I get to use my strategy. And then my authority, which is my sacral, I'm a sacral authority. My sacral was lit up on fire. So it's like the universe, I waited, responded, and then I used my authority to be like, oh, yep. Now I'm not moving on that straight away because I have other things that are a focus, but I often like to use a rule of three that I was taught by my mentor a couple of years ago, where it's like, I'll wait for a couple more signs around that. I'm going to wait for a couple more signs, a couple more conversations, a couple more things where I can see that that's really what people want that then also lights me up. Okay. Like I'm going to see that the universe is going to bring me a few more. And then I'll know it's time to move on that. And I'll be very excited because I'll have a lot of energy to build that out because it will feel very right for me because my strategy, wait to respond, I didn't just come up with the idea and move on it. I let the universe bring me things to respond to so my sacral could go, humming along, baby. My sacral authority, my decision-making center could be like, yep, that feels good. That feels really good. And if it continues to feel good as I get more things to respond to, then I know that that is absolutely for me to run with. And I've used this time and time. I'm going to tell you, I've used this and it's been honestly some of the most profitable. Like I've made multiple five figures in short spaces of time when I've waited. I've just waited to respond and use my authority to make decisions on launching offers, on the timing of things, on price points, on decisions for this direction or this direction in my business. When it's done through the lens of my strategy and my authority, they have honestly been the most financially successful and the most fulfilling for me as well, which is really, I mean, that's fulfilling success, right? That's the beautiful synergy that gets to take place. So strategy and authority, use that to make decisions. You want to be successful in business, you've got to get good at making decisions. However you're designed to, it's not about like being all in or like making, trusting right now. Like we all have different ways we're designed to make decisions and designed to move and act on those decisions. And that sits inside your strategy and your authority. And the more that you trust in that, you breathe into that, you ground yourself in that, the less frantic you feel, the less overwhelmed you feel with all the things you think you've got to do. And the more grounded you feel on this is the next step. This is the next step. This is where I'm going. This is my direction. These are the actions I'm taking. Yep, let's move. Yes, let's do this. And like investing, like if you're going to invest in coaches and mentors and supporting your business, God, for the love of God, please use your strategy and authority. Please, please, please. A lot of people use their open head centers. Okay, or the shadow frequency of their defined head centers to make decisions, and like their processing centers, not decision making centers. So it's like I'm inspired by this person. Oh my God, this is a bam, bam. I'm so inspired. Oh my God, I've got to work with this person instead of dropping down into their body and being like, okay, cool, I'm inspired. Like this is beautiful, and I'm inspired. And what does my authority say? I'm gonna sit with that. Like if you're an emotional authority, like you might need a couple of days to sit with that. Like, hey, cool, I'm really inspired by this person and what they're doing and what they've got to offer. Okay, I'm going to sit with this. I'm going to sit with this for a moment and process this. So really, really important. And I had a conversation with a client recently around this too. She wanted to make a decision in a business, something that she'd never done before. And it was a very reactionary, very in response decision. So she was using her strategy of wait to, she responded, but she wasn't using her emotional authority. And I just reminded her, like, sit with this. Come back to me in a couple of days. Sit with this over the weekend and let's talk about it. And she came back the next time and she's like, yeah, actually, no. That thing I thought I wanted to do, no. It's a no. And she felt very grounded in that decision. So sometimes we need time and space. But decision-making is everything and strategy and authority is the place, okay? And the next place that has been so helpful for me as a business owner is my profile. Okay, my profile lines, my line 3 and my line 5 have been so helpful for me to understand and use in many ways in my business. Number one, I'm a 3-5 profile line. I'm a Mater heretic. The third line is all about trial and error. It's all about experimentation. It's all about getting in and just like diving in headfirst, giving things a go, seeing what happens, failing forward. It's messy a lot of the time too. You know, we chop and change our mind. We're changers. Okay, so we change direction, change paths a lot. So this has been a big one. This is my conscious profile line. So I'm very acutely aware of this. I have been very aware of the messiness of this. So business has often felt very messy for me as a third line. Like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing and I'm just winging it. And I don't have any long-term strategies. I need long-term stuff. I need to have this all mapped out. Every time I try and map and plan things out too far in advance, my line 3s, like, it's like, it just, I can't stick to it. Okay. Now, part of that I've had to work through, this is a difference between I can't stick to it and I'm not consistent, and there's nervous system work to be done around that. And there's also how to balance short-term and long-term strategies with someone who likes to have flexibility in what they do and how I can actually build that in. Okay. So that's taken trial and error for me to work that out. So knowing that I get to go through, like, the last 4 years of my business have been a lot of trial and error, trying lots of different strategies, trying lots of different ways of creating offers and selling them and running them and all that kind of stuff. And now I get to look back and review, which is very gate 33 of me, which is another topic altogether, but like going back and retreating and looking back and really garnering all the wisdom, and then looking at how I'm going to kind of, and also very gate 32 of me, how I'm going to kind of invest that into my direction going forward. But trial and error, like just knowing that strategy, I can't, if someone says, you know, okay, like this strategy is going to work, I'm like, I've got to try it. I need to try this out. I can't just like look on the side of a program and be like, yep, that's going to work for me. I have to go in, and if I invest and find out more about someone else's strategy and if I can implement that in my business, I can go and learn, but the only way I'm going to learn is by trying it out. I've got to try it. I've got to make it mine. I've got to play with it. I've got to kind of dance through it and experiment through it. And so really just being able to accept that it's going to feel messy at times, and a lot of times things aren't going to work out, and that that's okay, because what that does is that adds to my wisdom, that adds to my role of what I'm here to do, which is to share a lot of that experience. And that's been another core part for me with my profile and as a line 3 is, you know, a lot of people talk about in, you know, marketing and messaging, don't make it about you. And whilst I wholeheartedly agree with that, you know, we're here to be of service, we're here to help other people or whatever it is that we're doing, and so making it about our clients is important. But I get to also do a lot of compassionate sharing and compassionate witnessing by sharing my own experience. I get to really bring my own lived experience into conversations, into my messaging, into my marketing, even into my selling, and really say, okay, this is what's worked for me, this is what hasn't worked for me. Let me talk to you about all of that. Let me share all of that. Like, a lot of what I'm here to offer is my lived experience of things, not just what I've learned in a textbook. And that's, I love that, because that's where my value lies. Like, I can go and do a course and go, hey, I'm accredited in this, but my value lies in, hey, I've actually, like, nervous system, hey, I've actually been working on healing my nervous system for 2 and a bit years now. And that's where I can talk and teach clients and help clients from a lived and embodied perspective. And so that's been a big shift for me, moving away from this culture that says, hey, get more certificates, become accredited, know all these things. This is not to say that you shouldn't know your stuff. You shouldn't be good at what you do. Okay. Like, me doing nervous system studies, incredibly beneficial to my lived experience on it, because now I can talk about the different energy states. I can talk about the different states of the nervous system. I can talk and I understand how important strengthening someone's vagal break is. I can understand about, it's not the importance necessarily of like decreasing someone's stress. It's more about helping them be more resilient, and that actually then decreases stress. So I can, you know, my learned experience now helps with my lived experience. Right. But as a line 3, that is one of my superpowers. It's one of my values. So with my line 5, like, Paul, that's been a big one, particularly because it's my unconscious profile, but I am here to hold a mirror up to people. I'm here to project back, to show back and say, hey, here's the shit you're getting into. Here are the patterns you're getting into. Not have people project their stuff all over me and me just absorb it and just take it all in and then change who I am and what I do and how I coach and the work that I do. Like, I'm here to have some of those tough conversations and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what you're not doing. This is where you're lacking. This is what needs to change. Or even just help people see themselves more clearly. You know, that line five is really here to do that. There is very visionary leadership energy in that. Like, I'm here to really lead people. Plus, I'm in Aries. I've got Aries all over my chart. Like, there's a lot of leadership energy in that too. But really, like, being able to really stand in that and know that that is innate and natural within me, and then me being able to invest that energy into how I show up and talk to clients, how I run group sessions, how I do my marketing and my messaging, how I position myself, all of those things. Like, it is also for me about really owning that fifth line projection field, that fifth line mirror, that fifth line leadership, that practical solutions as well. Like, that's one of the things that I've played around with, just like kind of, you know, teaching people energy and things like that, which I love to do. But man, I'm about practical. Like, I can't help it. That's why for me, human design, I can't just be like, I'm just going to tell you stuff in a reading. I'm like, I got to tell you, and here's what you got to do this. Like, here's the practical application of this. I can't handle it. That's why, like, when I've done readings with other people, I leave and I'm like, cool. And I like, how? How do I apply this? Teach me how to apply. I need to know how to apply this because my line five craves the practical application, the practical solution. Like, I'm a solutions person. All right. So same with the nervous system. I don't want to just tell you about the nervous system. I'm this incredible tool that I'm being trained in called NeuroFit right now. It's just the best ever. And it's practical training, like practical exercises to do. And I do that. I just spent a healing session. Just, it was so powerful. Like, being able to bring in the nervous system side and these exercises I can do with people, somatic exercises I can do with people to help them shift the emotionality behind the memories that we're looking at, the programs that we're looking at when I do subconscious work. I'm all about the practical. Now my clients have this incredible tool. They can go away and I'm like, practical solution. So that has been very important for me to own that within my business, that I'm here for the practical solutions. Okay. So that profile really just, you know, being able to look at how I build my offers and my programs, that practicality has to be an important part of it. Also owning that, hey, you come into my world, we're going to have tough conversations. I'm going to call you out on your BS. I'm going to tell you where you are playing in victim mentality, where you are working in your what I call program T, which is your trauma programming. I'm going to tell you, hey, this is what's going on. I'm going to shine the mirror up to your face so you can see very clearly. And I've knowing that line five energy is there within me and that there's a boldness to that, sometimes a bit of a brashness to that, that's done in such, like, my clients will tell you, I hold space like a motherfucker. Like, I hold people in their trauma and their conditioning in a very compassionate and loving way. Okay, it's one of my superpowers. And I think that's because I've been through so much that I have such a sensitivity to people. But boy, will I hold the mirror up to you. Okay, I will hold the mirror up to you and pull you out of your stories, right? I'll help you pull yourself out of your stories and your trauma programming and your conditioning as well. That's part of that line five, right? That's part of that, that I'm here to hold up the mirror. I'm not here to absorb your stuff and just feel sorry for you and bow down to the stories that you're holding, you know, holding in your mind that are sabotaging your business. I'm here to say, here's what's going on. Here's the work you need to do. And here's the practical solution for it. And that's what knowing my profile lines has helped me do. It's helped me to carve out a business that honors all of that in my way. Like, if you don't have a lot of line five energy in you, you know, it's not to say you don't have access to that, but you may look at building your business in a very different way. The way you offer your services may look very different. The conversations you have may look very different. You know, you might not be a practical solutions person. You might be very line, like, you're a 1-3. You're very line one energy. You might be just like, you might have a certification that you teach where you just teach information. It's not a lot of practical stuff. And that can be right for you. That can be absolutely right for you. Me as a line five, though, I've got to have practical stuff inside of it. But knowing my profile line and knowing how to work with that, okay, and how to honor that in, and also in my marketing too, like knowing as a line five, like me including how-to content and practical content is super aligned because people come to me for practical solutions. But if you're a 1-3 or a 2-4, that might not, don't say you can't create that content, but it might not be a huge part of what your content cycle looks like, okay? Same with line three, like I talk about myself, I talk about my experience. That might not always be aligned for you. If you're a 5-1 or, 2-4s do quite a bit as well, I think. But, you know, if you are, like, yeah, particularly if you're, like, you know, a 5-1, you might not talk a lot about you. You might just talk a lot about practical solutions. You might talk about systems and knowledge and information, and that's very aligned for you. Doesn't mean you can't bring in your own lived experience, but, you know, you may very well lead with that type of content. But line three for me, I'm going to talk about my experience. Like this episode, this is very line three, very line three marketing content, right? Three ways I use human design in my business. Very line three energy to do that. And people love that because they want to get behind the scenes of line three. We want to hear about your messy application. And I will tell you, this has, it's cliche, but this has been a journey. You know, even just having it aligned, being a line three generator, like it's been a lot of messy trial and error, okay? But I've given this time and space, no pressure to be like there at the place where I've embodied. I'm embodied now. I'm not embodied. I'm embodying my human design constantly, every day. And there are days where I forget my decision-making process. Honestly, today was a beautiful reminder again, like my decision-making point, wait to respond, use my authority of a sacral response. Cool. This feels good. Okay. Like there are days I completely forget that. I'm like all up in my head. I'm up in my undefined head going, oh, I'm inspired. I used to make so many decisions from inspiration. And it's not wrong. I learned a lot from that. I made a lot of misaligned decisions from that place. And I hold no grudges against that because I don't believe there's ever line three for me. And also I've got Gene Key 42 as my life's work. There's no such thing as success and failure in my world. We just move and we learn. We either get what we want or we learn the thing and we keep moving. And that's exactly, it's all about the journey. And that's exactly another reason why it's so aligned for me to look at journey-based experiences because I'm here to help people on the journey. But it is messy for me and it is ongoing and I am not embodied. And I continue to have to come back and remind myself, okay, I'm a generator, mastery, joy, expansiveness, life force, creativity, feeling lit up. That is priority for me. That is something that's really important for me. Okay, strategy and authority for decision making. And I have to remind myself also, you know, a lot of the time, like I fall out of the pattern of like sharing my own lived experience because I think it's not valuable, it's messy, and it's not perfect. No one wants to hear it. That's a story I have to bump up against as a line three a lot. It's messy. It's really messy. I'm not there yet. But yet you want to hear the messy middle from me. This is the messy middle. I am in it. Fucking it up a lot, I will tell you. Getting it right, air quote, a lot as well. But learning constantly, embodying all the time, constantly revisiting the basics and the foundations of my human design and also my gene keys. You know, I don't go very wide into human design because I truly believe that there are onions to peel, there are layers, and that the foundations and fundamentals get to just repeat on those layers, and we get to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into your energy type and creating a business that supports that. You know, your strategy and your authority, using that in your decision making over and over and over again, and your profile, really incorporating that into how you run your business, how you show up, how you market yourself, how you share, how you speak, how you create, all of that. And I just rinse and repeat on a lot of that stuff. And yes, I bring in gate definition. Yes, I look at my channels. Like, you know, yes, I use that as well. But these three core areas are the ones that I just continue to work on mastering over and over and over again. So I want to invite you, as a result of this episode, I want to invite you to go back in to your energy type and to learn to embody it deeper, to go into it even more deeply. Take one area in it. If you're a manifester, look at that area of rest, your rest cycles, your rest and work cycles. Get to know them even more. Get to know what they look like and start to look at, okay, what's one way in my business that I can honor the acceptance of my work and rest cycles? What's one change I can make? What's one decision I can make? Then go into your strategy and your authority. Make one decision today or tomorrow. Make one decision using your strategy and your authority. One business decision using your strategy and your authority. And then go into your profile and have a look at your profile lines and look at, okay, look at my conscious profile. All right, is there anything that I can do differently, change in my business model, in my offers, in the conversations I have, in my marketing, that is more line 3, line 1, line 4, line 6, line 2, whatever. And make one small shift, and that is how you start to embody your human design and really, really utilize it more and more in your business. It's got to come. You're learning something new today. You've got to put an action behind it. Here's my line 5 energy coming out, because otherwise it's just more knowledge, and knowledge is not power, and it certainly doesn't create transformation. It might create an internal transformation in the moment, but it's not going to create the transformation in your reality, as in your business and your bank account, that you want, unless you actually take action with it. It's the law of action. It's the unsexy law that no one talks about. Everyone talks about the law of attraction and law of vibration. I'm just going to think these thoughts and vibrate this and it's all going to happen, and that is absolutely a part of it, but bloody hell, there's the law of action. If you want to create physical change in your life, you must take physical action. So let that be something to consider. Okay, now if this episode spoke to you, then I'd really love to ask a couple of things of you right now. Please share this with someone else who you know is on the embodiment journey for human design, or maybe that's even new to it. Share this episode with someone, and please go to Apple Podcasts. Please rate and review this podcast. When you do that, it helps the other algorithm work for me and pushes my podcast out to more and more people, particularly because I've had to rebuild. I had to change platforms with my podcast, and I've lost a lot of traction with that. So I'd love some help for you to share this, rate and review it. Really, really helps. And also, like, just come over into Instagram and just screenshot or take an image of yourself listening, a photo of yourself listening to this, and just share your one takeaway. What's the one thing that you took away from this, and what's one thing you're going to do as a result, and tag me at I am Gemma Bernard. All of those things would help me immensely to get my message out to more and more people, to really help people, whether it be human design, whether it be reprogramming subconscious success sabotage patterns, or whether it helps me helping people with neurological fitness and nervous system regulation. The three things I am most deeply passionate about when it comes to the context of helping women create fulfilling success in their business. Okay. All right. Thank you for being here with me today. This was fun. It reminded me how much I actually love talking about my own personal experience. So watch out for another episode coming up very, very soon, where I'm going to talk about nervous system, neurological fitness, and my experience and how I use that in my business too. All right. I hope you have an incredible day where you are, and I'll see you somewhere either on the podcast or over in Instagram land really, really soon. Have a beautiful day.